In 332 BCE, a Greek military leader named Alexander the Great led an army into Egypt. For nearly two centuries at that time, the ancient land had been under the control of Persia, a powerful empire in Western Asia. As Alexander's army defeated the Persians, the Egyptian people welcomed Alexander. Some Egyptians even worshipped the Greek general as a pharaoh. Alexander soon left Egypt to continue his conquests, but before leaving, he established a new capital named for himself on a port city on the Mediterranean Sea. This city, called Alexandria, became a center of trade between Egypt and other cities in the growing empire. The Greek rulers who succeeded Alexander constructed the greatest library of the ancient world in Alexander's capital. The Royal Library at Alexandria collected books from all over the known world and attempted to gather all of the world's knowledge in one place. Because books had to be copied by hand, they were very rare before Johann Gutenberg invented the printing press about 1450. Legends say books were seized from ships sailing into Alexandria's port. Scribes at the library then copied the books manually. The library would keep the original volumes and returned only the copies to their owners. The Royal Library at Alexandria was housed in many buildings, but many of those buildings were destroyed over the next nine centuries. The final destruction of the library appears to have occurred in the 7th century of the Common Era. A modern library, the Bibliotheca Alexandrina, was constructed in Alexandria in 2002. Similar to the ancient library's mission of pulling together all knowledge, today's version houses a copy of the Internet Archive, a vast computer collection that attempts to keep a record of nearly everything ever posted on the Internet. You can access the Internet Archive and see backed up copies of what websites looked like in the past at www.archive.org.